welcome to the program. It is a Thursday afternoon in Laughlin, Nevada, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce. This is Speak Out 2.0 on KNTR 106.3. And the show every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, along with Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. And our first guest started off the day with a broken down car. And so she is not in the studio today. She has been handcuffed to her desk in Bullhead City. And we have Autumn Boyle Robinson. How are you, Autumn?
I am fantastic.
And I forgot to say that she is the queen of the Boys and Girls Club.
I like that title.
Yeah, that we're going to change your business card to just say queen. That'd be easier than CEO, executive director, you know.
Right?
I'll have to tell your board you just want new cards that say queen.
Perfect.
So what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, well, you know, we have this tiny little event happening tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's sold out.
Yes, it is the 22nd annual Fiesta, and we have been sold out for over a month, which is incredible, and we're very, very excited. It's going to be a great time.
You know, many years ago when they first started that, I would go every year, and Ray Lindstrom was the master of ceremonies, the watchman. I would go to that event, and I would say, okay, Ray, you got, because they sold 100 tickets at $100, and somebody won $10,000. And he would say, okay, we got 5 tickets left. And I would say, give me 2 of them, and give me 10 people that got $20, and I'll sell them right here, right now. And then I would go out and sell them in the crowd to 5 different people, you know. So,
right.
So you win $2,000 instead of 10, but that for $20, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that goes way back 22 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And for those that don't have tickets, sorry Charlie, right?
It is unfortunately sorry Charlie at this point. We are definitely full. It's going to be a full house, and but not in a bad way. It's not going to be overcrowded or anything. We're just making sure we have a really good time.
Oh, and you're going to have a great time tomorrow night, yeah. So it's a major fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, in a very, very important time for us. This is, summertime is our busy season. You know, we have almost 500 kids a day right now between our 4 clubs.
500 kids?
It is a little overwhelming.
I was going to say, do you have a prescription for Excedrin?
I drink a lot of coffee, Larry.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about 6 o'clock every night. You need a couple of Excedrin because you probably have a headache from
it is definitely interesting, but
yeah.
But it's very rewarding. You know, this year we opened up our Fort Mojave Club and our Teen Center.
Yeah.
And both of those clubs are on waiting lists, which is absolutely a fantastic thing. I mean, it's not fun to have a waiting list because obviously if there's kids that need us, we want to be there for them. But it really shows the success of the program.
Exactly.
That, you know, that there's a waiting list. And then Laughlin just had, they had 60 kids yesterday, which is a record breaker for us. And that is pushing our capacity. So we are very, very close to having to have a waiting list for Laughlin as well.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
So are you
we're at over 220 kids a day, which is our comfortable max. We've done 300 a day, and it was uncomfortable.
A little tight in there then, huh?
A little tight. So
are you already, when you meet with your board, are you already talking about punching out some walls and expanding the club?
You know, what we're really looking to do is... Fort Mojave, we're still in the hunt for a permanent, like our own building. And so we're working with a couple different grantors. And then once we kind of get that nailed down a little more, we'll do a public outreach and really look for some support because it has proven to be such a need And so, because right now we're in 2,300 square feet, which is, it's just really tight. So we're looking to have our own permanent clubhouse. And so that's what we're looking for there. As far as the teen center, right now we're kind of up against a wall, literally, because the suite next door to us is where Mojave County Probation is. And they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right, yeah. So you can't punch out that wall, huh?
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's Tractor Supply, right?
Yeah. So we're kind of in a tight spot there. But we're looking for different solutions.
Right.
But it is really just a wonderful testament. You know, teens are so, I always say teens are kind of misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people think that they're, well, I shouldn't say people think, but the perception is that they're foul mouthed, they're lazy.
Right.
You know, they don't want to do anything. And that's just not what we've seen. You know, our teens are awesome. They, you know, they get up and they interact. They love to do art projects. They want to go. They want to work hard. And, you know, and the fact that, you know, it comes, we're open till 7 o'clock at their teen center. And the kids and the parents will show up and they're like, can I just stay a little longer? You know, they don't want to go home.
And, well, that's a problem that you want to have.
Exactly. That is a success. They want to be in a positive place, and that is
well,
a huge
and I believe that in the teen age, you know, 13 plus, those are the years that there are so many influences from the outside that they mm-hmm. need that positive place to be 6 or 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day while mom and dad are working, where the environment is positive. And the environment is fantastic. That's what they need. I'm surprised you don't have 600 kids in the teen center.
Well, our waiting list for the teen center is over 50. So.
Wow. Yeah. So it's, it's already time to start figuring out something new there, huh?
It is. That is a little crazy. So, yeah, it is. And, it, you know, they're adventurous. Like, for example, so our teens leave Monday. Not all of them, but we're taking, I think, 19 teenagers to the Grand Canyon for a week-long camping trip, which was a grant we received from the Grand Canyon Conservancy, and they are, you know, in the bottom of the canyon camping and learning about conservation.
And that's an experience that a lot of kids would never have if they weren't in the club.
Absolutely. It is pure joy. Like, when we talk to the kids about it, I think we had 3 kids out of the whole group of teens in the center that had ever been to the Grand Canyon.
Wow. And now they're going to be down
at the
bottom.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah. This is going to be an experience of a lifetime for some of these kids.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
The best part of it is they won't have cell service.
Yeah, that is so true.
They'll be
and
able
not
to
even allowed to bring their phones. So.
Oh, they got to take pictures with their phones. But
they're allowed to bring cameras, but they're not allowed to bring their phones.
Ah, okay.
And that's the Grand Canyon's rule, not mine. So.
Oh, okay. Well, they might have to stop at CVS and grab a couple of those throwaway cameras.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
That have 36 or, you know, 50 pictures on them, you know, for $5. You can buy those. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to need. So how many kids are going, 19?
Yeah, we have 19.
Wow, and they leave Monday, huh?
Yep, they leave Monday off to the canyon.
Well, so. I'll tell you this, that next year, if you get this same program, call me a month in advance, and I'll bring it up to our board that our Kiwanis Club buy all those 19 kids, you know, 2 or 3 cameras apiece, so those disposable cameras. You know,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, because the best thing about this type of adventure is being able to photograph it. And
The memories are going to be amazing.
Yeah, and so they're going to want to preserve this. I had on earlier this week Kyle Colby, who just got back from Washington, D.C. for a week, and he couldn't even count the amount of pictures he had on his phone. You know, he was in D.C. for a week long. And so these kids are going to have that same problem. They're just not going to be able to count the pictures they take.
Yeah. And you know what's kind of fun is the delayed gratification that comes with real film.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. So
they don't get to look at them instantaneously.
Well, and when they get back, I'd love for you to schedule a couple of them and bring them over here and let them sit down for a half an hour and talk about their experience at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be awesome. We would love that.
Well, and they would too. You know, they want to share their experience. And of course, if they've got younger brothers and sisters, they can brag when they get home about this vacation they had and what they saw and what they experienced. And, you know, did you know the Colorado River's at the bottom of the Grand Canyon? No, who knew that, you know?
Who knew that?
Yeah. So these kids are going to have a great time. What are some of the other experiences that, not just the 19 Teen Center, but some of the other things that the kids at all three of the or four of the clubs, they get to do during the summer?
So we do a variety of different field trips, anything from the local pool where we take them to do swim lessons through the Michael Phelps program. We have a group that are going to Arizona next week. And then we do the basic stuff, the stuff, you know, we go to the movies, we go to the park, different things like that. But, you know, we try to, you know, this whole summer for us was themed around outer space. So they've done all sorts of different space activities, learned about space, done spacecraft, done space games. So that's been fun. And then we always do the Summer Olympics, which is a tradition here in the club. So each different age group is assigned a country, and they learn about that country. They make a flag banner, and then they compete in different sports in the gym, and they get quite, you know, they fight for the spirit stick with their cheers. So they do all sorts of things. It's really a positive way to spend your summer, but the fun thing that I think is unique to the club is that, you know, when you are a kid and you go to a school, like, you know those kids in your class at your school. You don't really get to branch out.
Right.
And with the club, you're going to club with kids from all the different schools. So in the event that your parent has to switch you schools, you don't show up as the new kid where you don't know a soul. You
right.
know, you get to... You know people from all over the place, and that really reduces the anxiety for kids of starting something new or having to go somewhere new. So that's
well,
a,
and not
that's
only
a,
that, but if they go to play soccer or Little League or flag football, the same situation. You're going to show up and maybe not know everybody, but if you know two kids from the club, you're
yeah.
in. You're in.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're in. You're absolutely in.
Yeah.
And I think they learn how to build new friendships and new relationships a lot quicker and in a non-structured format.
That's so yeah. valuable because...
Oh, it's huge.
And those friendships stay with them forever.
Absolutely.
And especially
Absolutely.
With this thing called social media where, you know, they're saying, are you on Snapchat? Because I am, you know. And so they're
oh,
going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be in touch with each other forever. I, at 64, well, 65 in a couple of weeks... I'm in touch on Facebook with two kids that lived next door to me growing up.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah. We went to elementary school together. We weren't even teenagers. In fact, when it came to our teens, we kind of relocated and moved. But we went to elementary school together. We played together every day after school. We played Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Hot Wheels and all this good stuff. And they're on my Facebook today at 65 years old. And so these kids... that have social media and they meet a great friend at the club, they're going to be their friend forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. Yeah,
yeah.
They really are able to kind of forge that friendship and those, you know, those relationships, as you and I know, turn into contacts over the years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those contacts help you get your job and help you move up in the world. And
yeah. Well, and you meet this kid when you're, you know, 8, 10, 12 years old. And one goes to Sunrise, one goes to Desert Valley. But guess what? They're going to end up the same high school together in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've already known each other and seen each other every day at the club. So,
yep.
Yeah, no, I've always said that I think the Boys and Girls Club for our children and our community is the greatest thing on the planet. And
I would have to agree, Larry.
Yeah, and every time you open your mouth, you prove my statement to be true.
Aw, thank you.
Well,
we have a great, great team. I mean, it's one of the things that most people don't realize is what a big employer we are in the area. And I think that, you know, like, we employ an awesome group of people that are our youth development professionals, and they're the ones that are... you know, working with the kids, and they're teaching them how to walk through the hallway quietly, and then they're working on their lesson plans with doing, you know, games that also educate. And I always say, you know, we try to work hand in hand with the schools.
Right.
but we're the place where they get to learn without any pressure. There's no standardized tests that we're cramming for. There's not a spelling test at the end of the week. So it's, you know, they get to learn all these fascinating things and build their social skills without that innate pressure. And I just think, and I don't know if it's the time delay, but when I went to school, you know, I remember we had to do the bubble test, and that was all fine and dandy. But you never, like, I don't remember ever finding out what my test score was. And I don't really remember anybody caring what my test score was.
Yeah, but at the club, they do.
Yeah, and now it is such a big deal.
I know.
Well, and
Autumn, let us take a little break here, and we'll come back and visit with you a little bit more in about 3 minutes.
Okay, sounds great.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Maybe I'm at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest fashions for the season at the Loftman Outlet Center. While you're there, take a break and enjoy one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theaters. You'll find great shops all around the Loftman Outlet Center. Clothing, shoes, art, kitchen, novelty, and food. So what do you say? Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Summer is here. Now let the travel plans begin. Hi, I'm Debbie Pennington with the Better Business Bureau. The American Hotel and Lodge Associate found 23% of consumers reported being misled by third-party travel resellers. That's $5.2 billion in fraudulent hotel booking transactions. These false bookings can lead to stolen identity or credit card use. When online, use reputable third-party websites like Expedia and Priceline, or go directly to the hotel website. For more travel tips, visit the Better Business Bureau website at bbb.org.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. We're visiting with Autumn Boyle Robinson from the Boys and Girls Club, and she is strapped to her desk today because her car's up on jack someplace getting fixed. And so we have her on the phone, which is always great. We've been talking about all the clubs and some of the great things that the kids get to do this summer. They don't just go to the club and sit there for 8 hours. Oops, wait a second here. I put the microphone up, not the phone. There we go. Yeah.
No, they definitely do not come and sit for 10 and a half hours a day.
Yeah, they're busy.
They're busy, and we even feed them breakfast and lunch. So.
Yeah, that's the best part, too, because we all know parents can be busy in the morning. And preparing a breakfast sometimes can be a 5 minutes that they don't have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in my household, like, I have a hard time getting Owen up, not alone. And the key's moving like a sloth. And I'm like, get in the car.
Yeah. So, come on, Owen, let's go. And then he says, I'm hungry. Well, you'll eat at the club.
Yep. Right?
Yep. And I'm sure he's used to it by now, right?
Oh, yes, for
yeah,
sure.
I would think so.
I've only had to drag him in his pajamas once. That was the 6 a.m. staff meeting. So.
He's got to change while you're driving, right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's always a challenge. That's always a challenge. So tomorrow night, all of us that can't go because we didn't get a ticket, we're going to miss. How many people are making margaritas?
So we have 12 margarita booths.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, so everybody there is going to get to sample 12 different. And I say sample because you don't want to drink a whole one or you're not going to be able to drive home. So sample 12 different margaritas, and a lot of them are the casinos, right?
Yes, we have a lot of the casinos, some local restaurants, and then some businesses who want to get out there and promote themselves in the area. And they get to sample those, enjoy a delicious fajita dinner from the Aquarius. And
wow.
And of course, we have people's choice. So if you're coming tomorrow, make sure you bring lots of cash because, of course, it's the Boys and Girls Club. And
yeah.
We have, all of our booths are competing for the people's choice.
Right. And it is a fundraiser, so don't go in with...
It is a fundraiser.
Yeah,
so
don't go in with $2 in your pocket.
Cash.
Yeah. And for those of us that can't go tomorrow night, put down in your calendar in your cell phone for next, say May 3rd, you might want to start calling the Boys and Girls Club and asking them, hey, do you have tickets yet? And
absolutely, because it's sold out in less than 30 days.
Wow.
And I didn't do advertising.
Yeah. And put the number down, 763-1411. Put that in your cell phone, put it in your calendar for next May to start calling and seeing when can I get a ticket.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
So, all right, Autumn, it's been great. I'm sorry that you're stranded today, but I'm glad you got to call in and talk about all the clubs. I gave the Bullhead number, but what's the Fort Mojave number and the Laughlin number for those that might be listening that want to get on the list for their child?
Absolutely. The best place to pull up the numbers is go to our website, which is clubriver.org, and that has all the addresses and phone numbers for all of the clubs.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in instead of just saying, Larry, can't make it. I appreciate that. And have a great time tomorrow night. I apologize to all of Autumn's neighbors because you're going to see her pulling in Saturday morning around 1 o'clock, dead tired.
Right.
You know, because,
I'm going to sleep for the next week. That
yeah,
is
no kidding.
Plan.
You need to. So, all right, Autumn, have a super day.
Thank you.
Have a great
same.
Time tomorrow night.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
We would like to announce the Declaration of Independent Pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. At the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, they are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference. Because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sun Bum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Caring for you and about you.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0. Good afternoon. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa on the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And speaking of the mall, we have the general manager, Laura Phillips. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, I know it's actually Laughlin Outlet Center.
Yes.
But I think people think of it as a mall because it's enclosed.
Yes.
When I grew up in Southern California, especially we boys, we used to ride up to the Lakewood Mall, which was a center. And on Sundays, it was closed. So you could ride your bikes on the up and down, you know, all everything. And then somebody come up with the idea to enclose it, and they changed the name from Lakewood Center to Lakewood Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think America thinks of a mall as enclosed, which this is, but the technical name is Laughlin Outlet Center.
Yes, it's actually an outlet center.
Yeah. And who's been here the longest?
You're talking tenants, correct?
Yeah. Is it?
We have.
I'm going to guess it's either A, the theater, or B, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Well, actually, we have several original tenants since the mall opened. It broke ground in 96.
Right.
Was opened in July of 97. We have Maiden Forum and Legs.
Ah, okay.
Van Heusen and Bass. Rocky Mountain, the Stadium 9.
Yeah.
We have... I'm looking and going around.
She's closing her eyes, walking around the floor.
I am. I really am. Famous Brand Shoes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Rue 21.
Wow.
And there's several others that are the original tenants here still yet.
Fantastic. Yes. Now, I'm down here in the food court, and mm-hmm. I tell everybody that, but I've watched this. I've been here since March.
Mm-hmm.
I took over when Paul Lavoie left on March 1st. And in the last 4 or 5 months, I've seen this food court like triple in size.
It has.
Well, I shouldn't say size, but open restaurants.
Yeah, new tenants coming in, yes.
Yeah.
We actually have Hangry Pains opened February 1st for business.
Right.
And they make their own soup.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Very
healthy.
Especially when the cold months
are here. Oh,
yes.
They're waiting for the winter season. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Sandwiches and wraps and salads.
Yeah.
And then we have Hello Pizza just opened up July
4th.
Yes,
yeah.
July 4th. And he serves not only pizza, but sandwiches and spaghetti and lasagna.
And his name is Hello Pizza?
And that's the name of it. It's Hello
Pizza.
That's
pretty good, yeah.
I asked him one day after he had brought his signed lease and we had it executed, by the way, Charlie, how did you come up with your name? That's a very unique name. And he said, well, you know, it's really funny. He said, I came over and I visited with you and I decided to do this. And I went back to the office. He works at a hospital in Bullhead, and
uh-huh.
he said, I had someone in my office, and my assistant was saying, what's the name, and he was trying to talk to the person in his office and try to answer her at the same time, and he said, and finally when she goes, I didn't hear you, and he said, it's Hello Pizza, Hello. So he just named it Hello Pizza.
Wow. You know, and we all use that.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
His, him and his dad owned a pizza shop in Phoenix for over 20 years.
Wow. So he's not a rookie at this.
He's not a rookie at this.
Fantastic.
So we've got him. We've got Unique Eatery just opened up. It was actually Mario Pizza and Unique Eating Out. They merged their two businesses over into the old Space 106, which is the old rice garden that was here for years.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have, of course, we still have Wild West Coffee in here.
Right.
And they serve a very good specialty coffee.
Good.
I have a lot of followers and repeat customers to their business.
Well, I know when I sprint across the mall to the restroom, there's always two or three people
in
line.
Well, there is, yes.
Always.
And then one of our last newest customer is Daniel's.
Right.
And they serve Hispanic food,
right.
Mexican food, but you can get their full menu over in the Bikini's Lounge.
Ah,
is where they serve their full menu. And Daniel's used to operate over in the Regency, and now he's
here. Yeah.
I tried to get him a couple of years ago when I was canvassing to fill it, and now he's here. And he, anybody that used to, you know.
Yep. Good food.
Good food.
Good food.
Awesome food, you know, big portions and everything. So we have I have one vacancy left in the food court that I'm waiting to fill, and that's the old Dairy Queen spot.
Right.
So it will be outside. Once I fill that, the outside and the downstairs will be 100% leased.
Fantastic.
So that's a good thing.
And
so,
now what's happening behind me here where I sit?
That is the old Cecil's Market.
Cecil's
that
Market
is,
for years.
It's Paws and Haws. It is going to be a pet center, a daycare, and grooming, and overnight, you know, like boarding and stuff.
Wow.
And so Kathy Oakes from Laughlin owns that.
Everybody
so.
Knows Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she is going to be opening sometime around October.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. So
great. That's going to be a real service.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
She must be a pet lover.
She is. She's boxers.
Oh, yeah?
Boxers.
Oh, okay.
She loves all animals, but she specializes in boxers. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a good service here because a lot of people that work over here, what do you do with your pets?
That's right.
You know, if you live on this side, you got you either leave them at home or take them all the way over to
Bullhead. Well, you even have the tourists that bring their pets. And
they do.
And they have trouble with finding a place to put them and stuff. So that's the main reason I think she decided to do this.
Good for her. So it'll be 24 hours?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I believe so, yeah.
Good for her.
Or you can board them.
Yeah.
I think she'll have a closing time, but you can board them.
Right. She won't be open 24, like you said, they can board them. Yeah.
And then upstairs, we've got several deals working on the table on that until the leases are actually signed, I can't say anything.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell you that I do have something in the works for a local business over on Bullhead.
Oh, okay.
That's called Eagle Motorcycle.
Yes.
And they're looking to come in here to display some of their vehicles and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about that.
I had Joe on a couple months ago, and he mentioned that they're growing in Bullhead.
They are.
He didn't mention, I'm coming into the mall.
Well, he didn't know until Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. Joe and Michelle are great people.
They are, and he would like to see both communities just, like, unite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
he's on both chamber boards. He's on the airport authority. He's a busy guy.
Yes. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, he's committed.
And among other things that we have, you know, upstairs that we're working on and stuff. So
Good.
Retail is hit very hard with the online shopping. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
The theater business has been hit hard with it.
Yep.
So when you're in retail, in management, you have to look outside the box.
Yeah, because the economy was tanking for a long time. But then when the economy started to pick up, so did Amazon.
It
you
did.
Know, and so that does hurt a lot of businesses.
And they're growing in other areas, you know, for the shopping that still is ongoing to hurt the retail. So you have to think out of the box. So instead of going call centers, which we would take, or medical buildings or offices, which I've opened several offices down here in the food court, tax company, she's all year long. You know, she's going to be a notary, so if anybody needs a notary, it's you have to go over to Wells Fargo right now, which will help out.
And next door to me, they do.
Is the Craft Shack.
Yeah.
She just opened. She's doing classes and parties, and she's just...
Good.
Gangbusters.
That's great.
We're thinking out of the box. Mine is going for the entertainment side of it because we have the casinos.
Yeah.
All the casinos on this side. So that's what we're doing. We're reaching out to different aspects for the entertainment part of it and keeping the retail here and adding to that
as
well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, more of a reason for people in Bullhead to come over to Laughlin.
It is. In the 20 years I've been here, it's been a struggle to get the locals over here except for the holidays.
Yep.
But we're trying to get things in to get that will fit
they
the
really
kids.
Really want good chocolate.
And chocolate, yes. Ice cream and stuff like that.
Yep.
And the thing is to get everything leased out and the rumors to stop. Of course, everybody hears them that it's shutting down, which I'd like to officially say it's not.
I don't know
not.
How you can do that.
and we're not.
Yeah. They're going to shut down.
So, but we're looking. We're very active in trying to get it leased and working
good
on that. It is difficult, like I said, for the retail part.
Yep.
Just because we want a tenant in here
doesn't mean they're coming.
No.
Yeah. And just because you got the space doesn't mean that's like
you've got to have the numbers. You've got to get the traffic in here. All these corporates look at all these different aspects.
Well, the city recently put on their Facebook that we have a Burger King coming to Bullhead City, another coffee shop, and something else. And everybody starts saying, "Why do we need another hamburger place?" Well, because somebody wants to build it. You don't get to pick and choose what you get, you know. And yeah, we can say, "Well, we want an Olive Garden." Well, that's fine, but we don't have the demographic for an Olive Garden. They're not coming. You know, that's all there is to it. We don't have...
Well, to talk about the demographic, like, my grandson is really just loves Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And so whenever we're in Kingman, we take him there. And Lake Havasu's, they had to close doors on that. Well, who would think that that would happen?
Exactly, because Kingman, or Havasu is actually bigger than Kingman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, it's demographics, and it's what works for that restaurant to open up and stay open.
And they have their bylaws and their stuff that they have to go by whether they want to open up or not.
So. Well, and some people don't realize. We used to have a Winchell's Donut Shop in Bullhead City. You know, it didn't work at that point in time. Mm-hmm. Now we have a donut shop in Bullhead, one in Fort Mojave, and a new one coming to Bullhead.
In.
And so, you know, things don't always work for everybody in the environment and the demographic. So.
And traffic's starting to pick up all over on Bullhead in here.
Yeah.
Houses are going back up and construction.
Yep. Which is all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
A second bridge?
Well, I've heard that. I haven't seen it started yet, but I've heard that.
Well, you've been hearing that for 20 years
since
you've been here. Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just like I've been hearing Olive Garden's been coming.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I would love to see Olive Garden.
Everyone dreams and everyone has their goals, but I think the second bridge is going to happen.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
It's coming. Yeah, I don't think either side is pleased with where it's going to be, but it's federal government money. We don't get to pick and choose. You know, the federal government says, here's where it's going. You go, so, okay, thank you very much. Yeah, we don't get to say, well, we want it here, we want it there, we want it here. And so
and we really need one, we really do.
Well, we do, because, you know, I think back to events that have happened over the years that I've been here, when the bridges got closed down, you know, and everybody's going to go all the way to the RV. And that's inconvenient. And plus, our traffic in Bullhead City at 11 o'clock until like 2 o'clock, the highway's jammed.
Fridays are horrible on 95.
Yes.
They are horrible.
You know, you got all those people coming into town, especially with their boats, you know. And then during the winter months, you have all the RVs. And so, no, we need a second way across the river that's convenient, new, big, wide, and meets the goals.
Yep,
so
I agree.
It really won't help Bullhead because it's at the south end of Bullhead. But everybody in Fort Mojave won't have to go through Bullhead. They'll love it.
What's bad, though, actually with one bridge, is I've actually got all the way to the bridge and had to turn and take the Avi way.
Yeah,
and that's
because you don't find out until you get there.
Yes.
You know? So, well, I know you are jammed, and I know I ran in and said, you're ready, and you went, this today?
I know.
Laura, thank you so much. What's the mall phone number for people that want to call and say, you know, I'm thinking about maybe I want to do this or that?
Okay, it's 702-298. 3576.
Okay.
And my extension's 225.
All right. So call Laura. She'll give you the tour. She'll fix you up with a restaurant or a store, whatever else you want to do. You'd love to.
I would love to.
Okay.
Except I don't think I'd love to set them up with a restaurant. I wanted this to keep it full.
Okay.
And set them up upstairs.
Upstairs. All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc. Got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Self-defense is a human right. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your body build. It is your right to be able to defend yourself. Get prepared straight from the skilled, experienced, and documented qualified trainers of Kingman Force on Force. You'll find this to be the most unique self-defense training facility available for civilians. The goal of Kingman Force on Force is to empower law-abiding individuals to exercise their human right of self-defense with affordable, real-life self-defense and firearms courses. KingmanForceOnForce.com. That's Kingman Force on Force.com.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad. If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Good afternoon to you. My name is Larry Tuenforce, your host, and the show every weekday is brought to you by our sponsors. We have Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, where if you've not been there, they've got the greatest breakfast, lunches, and dinners. And plus, when you're done, they got the pies and the muffins and the cookies and the brownies. Oh, my gosh. Should be against the law. Anyway, so Perkins is one of our sponsors. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now, if you like to save money, you want to stop by their offices on Hancock Road because they have a Co-op Connection card that allows you just to show it and get a discount all over town. Prescriptions, doctors, Perkins, all kinds of places around town. You can save money. And I'm going to have somebody on from MEC soon because they can give you numbers of what people in our town have saved since they created this Co-op Connection card. And you could be one. If you don't like to save money, if you're that rich, don't worry about it. But if you like to save, you know, 10%, 15%, 20%, you might want to stop by MEC on Hancock Road and get your Co-op Connection card. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you happen to have bugs or spiders or scorpions, maybe you got termites or maybe bees, and you don't want them, call Barron's because these are the guys that can get rid of them for you. They can spray, and then they'll get rid of them, and then they can spray every month, and you'll never see them again. That's what I do. It's a great service. Call Barron's Pest Solutions. Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman, where not only can you test drive any car in the lot, but you can order a brand new Hyundai. If you want one with custom interior and you want it gray or you want it black or you can't make up your mind if you want leather or cloth, go up there and talk to the guys. They'll help you out. They can sit there in front of the computer and order what you want, what color you want, and everything for under 20 grand. Yes, at Swanties in Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, they're right there in the Riverside Casino on the second floor. And maybe you're in town and you go, oh, I need a haircut. Well, go over there. That's where you want to go, Gene Jeffrey's. Maybe you need to change your color, you know, because you like bright red instead of dark red. And maybe you just need a tint. Okay, well, Gene Jeffries can take care of that. Or if you're going, oh, I forgot to get a pedicure before I got to Laughlin. They do pedicures. They do body waxes. If for some reason you've got hair where you don't want it, go see Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. Now, they are an all-service kind of facility there. They got physical therapists. So if you've had to go into the hospital and you had some surgery and now you need some physical therapy, but they don't want to send you home, have them send you a Legacy because you can do it right from inside there. And then they've also got occupational and speech therapists. So if you've had an injury or if you've had a stroke or something like that and you need those things, they've got it right there at Legacy. And then skilled nursing facility. That's a part of the building. So if by chance you need full-time nursing, that's where you want to go. Legacy Care Center on Silver Creek Road. All right, it's now time for Community Calendar. We're going to cover a lot of things today that are going on around our community. If you didn't go yesterday to the Family Fun Festival, you missed it because I was there and I was watching all the kids have a great time down there in the field. But that was yesterday and now it's Thursday the 11th. So tonight we have a mixer in Bullhead City up at Los Lagos Golf Club that's out there on Boundary Cone in the Fort Mojave, almost Mojave Valley area, actually. And that starts at 5:30. If you've never been to a mixer and you're a chamber member, you need to go tonight. Because I can tell you one thing, I'm giving away 4 tickets to a Diamondback game. Yes, that's going to be a prize someone's going to win tonight. And it's coming from KTNR Sports, our sports station. So someone tonight is going to win some nice gifts there. So if you've never been to a mixer, go. Plus, Dominic out there has promised some real good food. So that starts tonight at 5:30. If you have any questions, call the Bullhead Area Chamber. It's 928-754-4121. Now, tomorrow in Kingman at the library, they have a summer wildlife series. And this is from 6 to 7 tomorrow night at the Kingman Library. So if you're in Kingman and you want to go check out some wildlife, go to the library, 6 to 7 in Kingman. We've already mentioned the margarita event for the Fiesta Margarita for the Boys and Girls Club. That's sold out. So if you don't have a ticket, you're sorry, Charlie. You can't go. You know, I guess you could probably sit at the bottom of the escalator and see if anybody wants to sell their ticket at a higher price. I don't know. You never know. Also tomorrow at the Aquarius from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., they're doing a blood drive. So if you're going to the margarita event tomorrow night, go a little early and give a gift of life. Give a pint of blood. And, you know, right now, if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of custard from Culver's. Frozen custard, and you can have any flavor you want. It's great stuff. Saturday in Kingman, they have another farmer's market going on. This is at the Thunder Event Center, and that's from 8 until noon. And then Monday, we have a blood drive at the Bullhead City Library from 9 to 1. Tuesday, we have a blood drive at the Elks Lodge from 1 to 5. So there's two right there on Hancock Road, Monday and Tuesday. Let's see, Wednesday of next week, Valley View Medical Center in Fort Mojave has an open house for their imaging and lab departments. This is an opportunity for you to go and see the lab and see what they do and see the imaging and what they can do here in Fort Mojave at Valley View and understand the process before you ever need it. What a great deal that is. So stop by. That's from 5 to 7 next Wednesday, the 17th. Then again, there's a blood drive on the 17th, again, back at the Aquarius from 11 to 5. Thursday at the Laughlin Library, they're doing a blood drive from 11 to 3. If you say, why are they doing all these blood drives? It's because there's no such thing as fake blood. You can't make it in a laboratory. When anybody needs blood for a surgery, for a car crash, for a medical reason, they've got to have human blood, your blood and mine. So if you've never given blood, please go to one of these events and give blood for the first time and tell them it's your first time. They'll treat you with tender, loving care. They'll feed you before you leave. If you have any questions about the blood drives, you want to call Valiant at 877-258-4825. Okay, one more time, 877-258-4825. You can make an appointment, and then when you go to give blood, they're waiting for you, and then get you in and out in like 30 minutes. But again, there's no such thing as fake blood, so you've got to give the gift of life, all right? We have a ribbon cutting coming up in Bullhead City on Thursday the 18th at noon. This is at Donya's By the Book Store, 5630 Highway 95 in Bullhead City. And then coming up on Friday the 19th, this is going to be unique. The Laughlin Chamber of Commerce, you know, they do their morning networking. But this time it's going to be at Laughlin Ranch. Yeah. So you know it's going to be a little different food. Laughlin Ranch from 8:30 to 9:30 on the 19th. If you have any questions, you call the Chamber of Commerce here in Laughlin. Call Jackie or call Michelle, 702-298-2214. Also, that Friday, coming up in Bullhead City, is the WOW Mobile Produce Pantry. And you get from 30 to 60 pounds of food for free. It happens at Rotary Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And that is on the 19th. If you have any questions, you call Betty. Here's her phone number, 928-758-7689. All right. The 19th, Reba McIntyre and Brooks and Dunn, they're going to get together at the Riverside Casino from 8 until 9:30. That'll be a great concert. So call 702-298-2535. And then the Big Splash, and this is all free. This happens on the 20th. Saturday the 20th, Bullhead City, along with a couple sponsors, I'm sure, and I don't have any of the sponsors' names, unfortunately, but this happens on at Ken Folvard Park on the 20th. It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon, all right? Food, water slides, entrance into the park, the pool is free, water games are free, soak station. They're going to have water balloon finals. Yeah, I want to go with water balloons and talk to the mayor. No, also a nighttime movie on the fields and much more. A lot going on. If you have any questions, you want to call Jackie Walker or call Parks and Rec at 763-9400. All right, that's going to be a fantastic day, and it's all for free. You can get in the pool for free. The splash pad's always free. You can take your Easy Up and set it up and have a picnic there because they're going to have food for free. You don't even need to take the food. Just take your Easy Up and a blanket and have a great time. That's coming up on the 20th. That's going to can it for this tuna. I'm out of here. Don't forget Sean Hannity after the news, and we will see you tomorrow on a Fractious Friday. I hope you drop by and check us out. We have Sean Gunderson from the Neal City Council.